Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky try to answer a question. What happens when wine.com reduces a wine's price by 90%? Is it still any good? Well, to find that out, they try the R. Lopez de Hernida Viña Tondilla Reserva Rioja. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by the Triple B.
She rises to the top. She's the cream of the crop.
No, I was trying to introduce her first, and you had to steal her thunder. What are you, like, just a child that is insecure? I was going to say you next. I was mixing it up. He couldn't let you shine.
She's the cream of the crop.
I think he was just boosting me.
Boosting?
Yeah.
As our boys say, boosting.
Boosting. And also on the show is the impetuous, unlicensed taxi driver. I almost called you the Triple B. It's that ingrained in my mind. Sorry.
Well.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
That's easy for you to say.
That's true. Well, on tonight's show, folks, you heard in the open, we are going to find and answer a question. When wine.com has crazy discount deals listed that just don't make a lot of mathematical sense. Basically, if you charged this, you'd be losing money. Is there a reason behind that? Is there a reason why they said, hey, you know, the current vintage is $115 a bottle, but we'll sell it to you for $10? You know, is there a reason why they might do that? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Although this
one. Skunked bottle, perhaps?
I don't know. They just found a pallet in the back of the warehouse and went, oh, shit. Hey, found it.
How long's that been there?
We've been looking for this for weeks, you know. And they there it is. Whoops.
Or did somebody allow you into the warehousing system where you did the dent can routine that you've done so often with wine?
That's slip and
I've
fall.
I've gotten to purchase off clearance because still got the Kroger scanner.
Still playing with that, yeah. No, it's a slip and fall, by the way, is what I do. Anyway, on tonight's show, we have a wine from Rioja and a producer from Rioja and R. Lopez de Hernida, their Viña.
Aridia.
Is it Aridia?
Well, that's how I go with it.
That's crazy. Aridia. We'll say Arida. Viña Tondilla, Tondilla, I believe is what it is. Tondilla. Actually, it's a single vineyard.
Tondonia.
Tondonia?
Well, there's that second N in there.
Who the fuck
you might put that in
Viña
there.
Tonda. There you go.
Bo have?
What does Bo have?
I think he has a bag with a paint roller in it.
Oh, does he? That's interesting. Yes, but Bo is an idiot.
Well, he's at least interesting.
That's true. Never a dull moment. I wish there would be a dull moment. But this wine. Regularly, and it's interestingly enough, but Viña, I'm sorry, I got off track. I don't know what interrupted me. The Viña Tondilla represents a single vineyard. So it's a single vineyard Rioja. Now, within that, they have a Reserva and a Gran Reserva, and you know they even have Crianza, but I believe the Crianza is not single vineyard. But depending on the vintage, the 2004 for this is $115 a bottle. The 2008, which is current vintage. And by the way, so you know, they hold some Riojas are held for a long time before release, and this is one of those. But the 2008, I think, is $55. Scott, do you know what I paid for this per bottle?
$10, I believe, is
$9.99. And so I ordered six, so I have six, and then it suddenly was out of stock right after that.
Can't imagine why.
Well, they either ran out of the case and a half that they had, or they realized that they had done screwed up. Or your computer hacking skills are lacking. I'm not sure. They noticed the hole in the firewall that you had burrowed through, and then they tried to get you. You, not me.
Come to get you.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Maggie, of course, is on the show. You might hear a break in with some objections as to Scott's wine reviewing. If you hear her cry, it's because she knows that Scott said something stupid.
She likes me very much.
Yes, but she still just knows. So on tonight's show, we're going to say, hey, when wine.com drops something, say 95% off retail value or what they normally sell it as, should you buy it? Or should you just say, I'm good. I'll buy some Bogle instead. We'll find that out here tonight on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the Otter Lopez, what was it?
De Heredia.
You're going to say De Heredia?
De Heredia.
De Heredia.
H-E-R-E-D-I-A.
Yes, the Otter Lopez de Heredia. Mm-hmm. The Viña Tondilla. We're just going to simplify this. The VT. It is a Reserva, mind you. And this is the 2005 vintage. It does have some reviews. I don't know if the Triple B has a free hand by which to acquire the reviews. I'm not going to force her to do that. She's in a perilous situation trying to keep the young child calm and tranquil and asleep. So she might speak less than she normally would tonight. Understandably so, mind you. I wish Scott was holding a baby.
Let me read the
reviews. Oh, yeah. Well, you can read the first, third, and fourth. I'll read the other one. Oh, I got a glare.
Do you want me to read the number nine one?
Number nine one?
The
number
top
nine?
Thing?
Oh.
Number nine.
I guess that counts. I never knew that was a thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, I just saw that.
This was the number nine wine in Vine Pair's top 50.
Vine Pair.
Doesn't that sound like you're saying it with like a German accent?
Vine Pair.
Either that,
doesn't it sound like that?
Either that or it's like a Tinder thing where you swipe. You got nine. That's not very high. What else was in the Vine Pair top 50, I wonder? Look that up, Scott.
It says, brilliant ruby with light tiled trim.
What?
That's what it says. Light
tiled trim.
That's what it says, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm like, maybe I can't read anymore. Mm. Very fine nose, fresh, toasted with light aromas of vanilla. Very persistent.
She persisted. It's not vigorous, though, right?
Ooh. On the palate is very dry, soft, round, and developed. This is really graphic.
Just like Boom Boom, what was her name? Boom Boom O'Hara?
Out goes the lights.
Yes.
This was really
soft, round, and
a
developed.
Very weird review. It was. This wine accompanies both hot salads.
What is a hot salad?
No idea.
It's like a hot mess.
A hot salad.
Is that like a Pittsburgh salad? The steak salad
with French fries on top. Yeah.
Hot salad
with quail or bird flakes.
Flakes.
Foie gras with reduced raspberry jam, as with lamb roast and suckling pig. In general, pair this wine with anything.
Anything. Flakes.
Frosted?
No, brand.
I was also thinking like those flakes you feed fish with.
Oh, fish food. Yeah. I mean, it could be. Might be very lovely.
Pair it with anything.
It did say that.
Blend 70% Tempranillo, 20% Grenache.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they use the masculine version of Grenache. This is so weird.
Or just Grenache.
Yeah, she's ticked. And then the decanter gave it a 96. Traditional Rioja at its age-worthy best. The Tondana Red is a cuvee of Tempranillo with 20% Grenache and 5% each of Graciano and Mezuelo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you all say that?
Yeah.
Leafy, gamey, and sweet with tangy acidity and a volatile lift.
Little acidity, yeah.
What's that mean?
Volatile means it's going to blow your head off.
Like, yeah, right.
Nitroglycerin, motherfuckers. Yes. And I'll read the next one. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. This is James Suckling. Of course, I reviewed this wine. I'm allowed in Spain currently. Under the current administration, politics have not gotten in the way of my entry into the country. Nevertheless, I provided this wine 94 of my points. I don't have Wilford or Timmy here to screw up my day. I am the featured reviewer. Anyway, I wrote lovely depth of fruit to this mature red with chocolate, dark tea, and bark. Ruff. Purple flowers and violets, which are purple flowers, full and very silky and refined. A beautiful traditional wine to get to know. No, I didn't say drink or hold. I ran out of thoughts at that point, and
it's not unusual.
I don't know. I had
not unusual for James to run out of thoughts.
Sometimes I forget to exhale and I pass out, and that's what happened. And I actually had a long soliloquy that I was going to write, and unfortunately, I was drooling, laying down on the floor. After which, Tim came in and. Let's just forget that.
Did you get a cold compress?
A what compress? What?
Cold compress.
Something was held, yes. Anyway.
Okay.
Mm.
Robert Parker gave it a 93. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a lot, but I'm only going to read the end.
He does write a lot.
He wrote so much.
He stole my thoughts.
One of the things he said was the quality gap between the Reserva and Gran Reserva has been getting smaller since the 2001 vintage. And this 2005 is nothing short of exceptional. It's clean and complex with more freshness. The wine is very spicy and with a palate that feels very balanced, livelier than in the past. It has a long finish where the flavors are clean, easy to drink, and very pleasurable.
I like things that are clean. I don't want a dirty wine, Fry Brothers.
Then Wine and Spirits gave it a 90. This is so interesting. Work your way past the bittersweet chocolate notes of oaks and scents of dill and paprika, and you'll find some freshness and richness to complement this wine's maturity. Tondano Reserva offers elegance rather than intensity or power, an aristocratic take on an old line Rioja.
In their defense, normally they just got done with tasting the whole flip-flop line, so then they move over to this, and it's a little bit of a culture shock. This wine, it doesn't have bubbles in it. Oh, that's right. That's because it's, yeah. I wonder if that dude at the refectory that had the helmet for the hair and was swinging with the man and his wife that was wearing drapes would like this old Rioja. What? I enjoy an old Rioja. The James Suckling voice is partly based on that guy. He didn't really sound that way, because that would make him slightly interesting.
It's just who you think of, routinely.
Well, not other times is when I think of him, yeah.
Well, you do the James voice quite frequently.
Well, yes. Well, that's because Becky likes it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Ooh.
But what about all the people at work? They don't know your regular voice.
I don't. Yes. Hello. I know.
You say Becky likes Rioja?
No, I said you like the James Suckling voice. Oh, yes. Yes. If you had headphones on, you'd know I'd said that. Oh, yes. It's better than my voice.
I don't like any of them.
My voice makes children cry. Up to 18 years old. It's true. Becky says, when Maggie's on, don't use a Wilford voice. But it actually makes sense because it would scare her. It would, wouldn't it? It scares me, and I'm the one that says it. Mm. What? Why?
I don't know what you mean. I think she'll...
It's a melodic voice.
I think she'll accept you for who you are, Wilford.
Normally, I can talk to somebody and just calm them right down. I also poured something in their drink before that, too, but I think it's my voice. What? So, that Bill Cosby, he's really great. Anyway.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
That's right.
So, Vine Pair actually has a nice, short article...
How short.
About Lopez Heredia. In it, they tell us that they're using American oak to age.
What?
Yeah.
Can I get a what? What?
And the 2008, I couldn't find a spec sheet on the 2005. The 2008, they keep in the barrel.
6 years.
Well, 6 years.
Mm-hmm. It is 6 years. Yeah, and you're going to find that the barrel aging is 6 years of being racked twice per year with fresh egg whites. So they will find, and so it's not vegan, mind you. Not that, I don't give a shit if you wanted a vegan wine, but that's still.
Well, it's just a classic deflocculation method.
Yes. And it's also 13% alcohol. So storage temperature, 10 years in perfect conditions of constant temperature and humidity. I don't know what that, I think that's what they mean. They store it then after it's on oak for, 5 years? And they store it for a period of time. So it's, I think this was released in probably 18.
Yeah. If the 08's the current vintage, mm-hmm. you would assume it was 3 years earlier was the 05 was mm-hmm. the current vintage. But the website article on VinePair has got at some cool pictures. One shows a dude actually making an adjustment to a used barrel that they later resell. Speaking to sustainability, they are.
Scott, would you trade Bo this for that elephant that he just brought down because he's an idiot? Scott right now is trading the dog for a stuffed animal. Yes, he's bartering with a moron dog. Now, one thing I will also, as full disclosure, the Wine Spectator also reviewed this wine. However, they provided it a scant 88 of their points.
Oh, so why didn't you include it?
Because I'm not going to. Because it never happened. But they liked it very much, trust me. So I think this wine, yeah, you have a 96, a 94. Well, a 96 from the decanter. I mean, okay, 94 from James Suckling. Okay. Parker, 93. Wines and spirits, who cares? But then, so you got the Spectator and Parker, the Tater.
I feel like you kind of did like at the Olympics where they eliminate the high score and the low score.
Yes.
But you only eliminated the low score.
I didn't eliminate the low score.
Yes, you did.
I just didn't include it. But wine.com didn't include it because this is from them. So they said, no, that won't help us sell it. We'll just lose it in the warehouse for 5 years and sell it for $10. And so I think the price range, though, on this is anywhere between $55 and $115. There you go. I think I saw it online. You could buy it for in the 50s to the 60s. That's about what it costs. In the glass, though.
I wonder if it's some type of return.
I don't know. It's hard to say because we've seen a few things like this before.
I don't know about at this price point.
No.
That's a hell of a discount.
It's a pretty major discount. It's a pretty major discount.
50, would you say?
Off.
Yeah. 80-90%.
51 something and you got it for 10?
Yeah. Yeah, the way I saw it is even if it's not any good, it's still worth the gamble. And I think it'll be pretty good. In the glass, though, it looks proper. And we are drinking tonight out of the Old World Syrah glasses because I don't have any Tempranillo glasses because they don't really have those in stock anymore. Old World Syrah glasses, though, are basically the same. A beautiful glass, in my opinion. Very thin and tapered beautifully.
Yeah, they are really... This is probably my second favorite to the Pinot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel like that?
Well, the whole Venom series... It almost seems... I know it's not a one piece. There's a seam on there, but you can't feel it. It's a very pretty glass.
And it's just... It's... bulbous, almost yeah. like a very closed tulip bulb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on the nose...
That's a good way to describe it.
And on the nose, it smells like port.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
It smells boozy.
Vanilla.
Menthol.
Yeah.
It smells of an Cherry. Aged wine.
It does smell of an aged wine.
Granted, this has, in theory... Time in a bottle. But
I wish that song had never been written so you would never ever sing it.
The first thing that I like to do.
I knew there was a risk of that.
I have a story to tell, not on the air.
Oh, we wouldn't hear it now.
No.
Okay.
We wouldn't hear it now.
I just paused it.
Yeah, he paused it.
Go ahead.
It's off air.
No.
We are not on the air right now.
I'm not going to tell it.
Oh, jank. All right. But yeah, the vanilla mint.
I can tell this
story tease.
Yeah,
I can tell it without using any names.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, why not?
I had an old boyfriend that was the song that he said reminded, like that was like the song that he wanted to be our song. I was like,
time in a bottle.
15.
How old was he? 50?
Yeah. And I remember. I never heard of Jim Croce, right?
Yeah, nothing. Him. Was bad Leroy Brown his second choice for you?
But I can't think of that. I can't ever hear that song and not be like, oh. I had never heard that song before.
So, what?
I don't want to embarrass anybody.
What did we decide on for our song?
I think we should embarrass, yeah.
Yeah. What was your song? Your song by Elton John?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I wasn't picking one. They just suggested that one, and I was like, I don't know if we had one.
I think
mine was "Big Bad John" by Jimmy Dean. That was
probably a similar choice that would get you kicked out of the relationship.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer we dated after that revelation.
No. Good choice.
No. Yeah, no.
Speaking of, Scott, what's yours and Deb's song?
Yeah, we don't do that.
Don't Stand you So don't? Close to Me, no. I believe is what it is. Yes.
What?
There's a couple romantical songs that we like, yeah. But I wouldn't say that there are songs.
Mm-hmm.
We have a song.
Yes, we do.
I just played it for the boys the other day.
Mm-hmm. It's Rump Shaker. No,
stop
it's...
it.
Check, baby, check, baby.
I feel like if we got one, married two, now, three. You would try to put something check, like baby, that in check, as our baby, first name.
Oh well. This is not the Rob that you thought you were marrying. It's just taken time.
Very accurate, Scott.
To
bait and
display.
Bitch. Yes.
All his quirks and quirks. Characteristics, yeah. And
antichrist behavior, I believe is the term.
Yeah, well, now he's not afraid of.
Rob's mom tells check, me on baby, a regular check, basis baby. She did not raise him to be like that.
I don't even know if she raised me, so, you know, where was she?
Easy.
Well, she's a bad mom, what can I say?
Yeah, dial it back about 20% there, Tiger.
I kid. No.
Do you even recall your mother's name?
Who?
See?
What? Okay, here we go.
He's such a bad man, folks.
It's time to drink.
So is anybody offended by the American oak barrels?
I was surprised. Ryan? Very surprising.
What are you, anti-American over there?
Well, no, it's curious. Because,
mm-hmm.
By the way, folks, this is our big producer. The 08, I think, 200,000 cases?
I think you need to check your math on that.
Check, baby. Check, baby. Oh, I found the Spanish language website.
Well, good.
Help me, since I don't speak Spanish.
It is exactly kind of what they were alluding to in the reviews. It almost tastes like also an aged Chianti a bit, because it has a light lithiness to it.
200,000 bottles.
There you go. Shade less.
It's less. It's still dope. Decent amount of production.
Mm-hmm. I definitely, the tangy acidity and the volatile lift is definitely there. Yes.
What's the wine that's like. Raisiny,
Amarone.
Yes,
this tastes nothing like Amarone.
But this reminds you.
Would you
of
that. Let me finish a sentence?
I was just saying.
I asked a question.
Go ahead. I wasn't going to. I was pretending like I was going to interrupt. Go ahead. I'm. Please. Yes. She didn't want to talk. I think.
I was just going to say this tastes boozy to me, in the way that tastes boozy.
Have you ever had Amarone?
I had it one time.
Really?
Did not love it.
No one I've ever tasted Amarone on have enjoyed it. I don't get the booziness
of this wine.
The nose, obviously, but on the palate, because, I mean, you and I, Scott, I know we've had stuff that, you know, you had a teaspoon of it and you just wanted to, you know, go ahead and take some anti-hangover medicine the next day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
I would definitely get a European vibe from this.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But I don't know that I would get Tempranillo from it.
I'm with you. And I'll tell you, I got concerned that this has got some issues.
It's older.
A bit too tangy.
Well, I think, once again, this is not going to be aged any longer. This is going to be drank over the next few months. Because this is where it is. I mean, you're buying it at $10. I think that when you read the reviews, this was always a wine similar to this, a pretty wine, an elegant wine, not a wine that had a big bunch of power that was going to go 25 years, 30 years. It just didn't have that. It's at 16, and this is, it's, I mean, this is, you know, if you let it go another year and a half, you are going to have time in a bottle. You might as well put, you know, a note in the bottle and float it across the river, because mm-hmm. there's nothing else in the bottle. But there is still something there to drink and to appreciate.
Are you getting any of that dill or paprika?
No, I think that
something
that,
earthy. I don't know about dill.
That kind of left that left the you know, the station a while back.
Yeah, I could maybe see some kind of cocoa.
Mm-hmm. I think that it has a little bit of weight on the front palate through the mid. It's just the finish, then it does still have that, you know, I would assume. And you have it in your the paperwork there about the actual vineyard. Is it possibly volcanic soils? In Spain, would they have volcanic soils? That would explain a lot of the acidity.
There's a lot of acidity on the end of this, and I'm almost concerned that it's...
Well, it's a, but you
why
see,
it's $10 that it's too much and that this is
even like on the decanter, attaining acidity and a volatile lift. That is that.
That's the volatile lift they're describing.
Yeah, absolutely.
A bad ride on a ride share.
Yeah, and I think that
a volatile lift,
like what Parker says, easy to drink. It is easy to drink. It's nice. I mean, you know, but what was it 5 years ago? Which would have been before it was released.
Yeah, there's that.
Who knows? I think
I'm concerned about that it's not overly acidic on the finish, and that it's not a sign of that it's not correct. It's not proper, and that's why this is.
No, I think that it's correct and proper. I mean that you even see it. Well, it got high reviews, and all of them note the acidity.
Correct.
So I don't think that's the problem. I think it was. Partly because it's, I mean, I know, I've seen this producer before. I'm familiar with their wine. I've never drank anything from them. People that are Rioja freaks probably know them pretty well. But there are also three different vintages that they have there to buy. And people weren't buying the 2005. They were buying the 4 and they're buying the 8. They were skipping over the 5. They still had the 5. They had to get rid of the 5. And I think that they probably tasted, you know, they probably sampled to see how it's doing, maybe. And they know the 4 is drinking beautifully and the 5 isn't as good. And they need to get rid of it because they knew it was really going to be bad and really piss off customers if they had it in another 2 years. That'd be my guess. So that's why they did it. That'd be my guess. I have no reason to believe that whatsoever, but why would the 2004 be $115 a bottle? And then the 08 is $54, $55. Why would you do that? Because you've tasted the 2004 and you know how good it is. Because I think the reviews are similar to this.
Okay.
Based upon what I've read. But that being said, the other bottles could be huge. This also could come to life like we've had other things, like the Clarendon Hills and whatnot.
Mm.
I know. It's a different grade. But
don't see it either.
No, but I like it.
You really have to draw on this to get any sense of the tannin structure.
Mm.
It's not the most tannic,
but it's
little
old
thing.
I think it's drinking very nice. I mean, sure, it has a slightly tart acidic finish, but it always did. I think the front palate and the mid palate are very nice. Mm. I like them.
Okay.
The finishes. I mean, it'd be better with food to mask that finish a little bit because it is acidic.
Better with a hot salad.
What is a hot salad? What is a hot salad? Seriously.
I have no idea.
I mean, what are you going to... Hot chicken salad? What is a hot salad? Look that up, Scott.
Like a wilted greens salad?
No, I want you to look up hot salad.
And they, like German potato salad is warm. That's all that I could think.
Well, that has vinegar in it. This would be good with sauerkraut. I said anything. Main thing, to me, the detraction is that acidic finish that lingers through, and that's what's there. I think the front and the mid palate are very nice. Just eat something before you get to the end. Hey, it's $10.
What is a warm salad? It's a noun. It's a salad containing one or more warm ingredients, often meat or fish. But that's not a hot salad. That's a warm salad. There's a hot skillet salad from fatfreeveganskitchen.com.
Wouldn't that be just basically a casserole?
It's a salad and a stir fry all at the same time. But that's leafy greens.
Makes me want to vomit. What? A salad and a stir fry all at the same time.
It actually looks quite lovely.
No, you have your hot salad.
Cabbage. I think they've got some lentils. They got some different legumes. And they heat those up and serve it over salad. I would do that.
I would not.
Make a red meat sauce instead of serving over pasta, serve it over salad. It's okay.
What do you think about lentils over salad? I love lentils, but I don't know about that.
I could do it.
You could do it. You can do anything.
Like, particularly if you're... I think the key to doing a warm or hot salad is having some hearty greens. You know, some that's going to hold up. Cubed kale. You know, squares of kale. So you can have something that layers the salad and it sits up. Maybe some cabbage. You know, I wouldn't do it with bib lettuce or a more...
Like a butter lettuce. Yeah.
You'd want something sturdy. You know, what holds up for me, well, in a warm salad, I do it all the time with bacon, is just a hot bacon dressing over spinach.
Ooh, hot bacon dressing is so good.
Delicious. Got to have loads of lemon, and I like the lemon zest in it to get that extra pop.
I just ate a bunch of food, and that was it.
Maybe Rob can make me some of that this week.
Oh, yeah.
A hot salad.
With food, really. It's really, really lovely. With... I mean, lots of food. But especially the creaminess of the Gouda, great. Because it counterbalances all that acidity. The creaminess counterbalances it, and it's delicious then. I mean, okay, so it's a chaser. Whatever. It's $10. You're trying to find a way to drink it. Okay, motherfuckers.
Well, it's not $10. It's a $50 wine.
Well, yeah, I didn't pay $50. Would I have spent $50 ordinarily on this bottle? No. Mm-hmm. Never have. So, I mean, I'd pay $200 for the Grand Reserva. I wouldn't.
Yeah, this doesn't come across as a $50 bottle of wine.
Well, not now. Needy people.
Maggie's snoring.
I can hear that. It's the wine vault. It's just the melodic. It's probably James Suckling's voice. Put her to sleep. You know. I hear they use my voice as opposed to... injections at veterinarian's office to put animals to sleep, and the animals say, "Yes, I will take the needle," as opposed to listen to him. What? I was reading that. Someone wrote that about me. Assholes. They showed them my master class, and the animals like, "No, no, I've spent too much time here already. Send me off to dreamland."
that's most people's reaction.
Hi. Actually, you know, James Suckling's voice sounds more like Wilford's in reality. I'm doing him such a favor. He needs to send me something nice. I'll send you a $10 bottle of Rioja. I'm going to send you a 2005 Protocolo.
It's maybe spent. It might be spent.
This isn't spent. It's not as fresh as a daisy. But
what's your favorite part about this?
The front and the mid palate.
What do you get out of the front? What's the fruit?
They're not acidic. Like?
Yeah, they're not acidic. They're not putting holes in your tongue from the acidity. Well,
it's not that kind of acidity. It's more of a grippy acidity.
It's not that kind of party. A grippy acidity? Help me with that. He almost spat wine out as he was taking it in. Grippy acidity.
There's a nice cherry, but then right in the mid palate, there's a sweet poke of raspberry that just pops through, and it goes away. But for a split second, there's a give me some more cheese. I need some cheese.
And I think there is that raisin like. Just before the finish, there's headed towards raisin. Not
that's
quite
so funny.
Because
remember when I said it was like an Amarone?
Like
and you didn't even let me finish the sentence. You didn't even let me finish the thought.
I don't even think you got to begin the thought, because I think all you got to do was ask a question.
Well, let me explain to you what you meant.
Before he started mansplaining. Before he started Jamesplaining. He's such a bad fan.
Catering right at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Some would say you're brown nosing. She's at least decided to join us again and is not committed to silence because she's afraid of being mansplained by James Suckling.
Hey, you know what, though? If you could bring your own wine to Barcelona, you brought this in and set it down, they'd be like, wow, we normally charge $300 a bottle for that. Yes, you do. He would look so cool.
Wouldn't I got this for $10.
I wouldn't tell them that. Even comes with the gold little lacy things on there. Like the gold mesh thing.
It was a wine I brought that had the gold mesh thing. What was that?
That was that Via Anciano.
Yeah, it was
just horrible. One of the Francis Coppola ones has it too.
You're right, and I don't know what one it was. One of them that sucks, but it's kind of a large.
So if you brought this to a tapas place that allowed bring your own wine, they taste this immediately, say, yeah, this is spin. It's too acidic.
They would not say that, Scott. First of all, I think that stylistically, look at the reviews. The decanter. It's talking about what we're drinking here. And they're giving a 96. So there could be a little bit of the fact that we're stupid Americans and don't get it.
I get it.
I don't know. You know, they're saying tangy acidity and a volatile lift. That's what that is. The decanters never described something accurately before. They just did. Now,
doesn't that make you nervous a little bit?
No, but it's a 96, but it makes me a little baffling that they did. It's just, I mean, okay. They had their wheel of wine descriptors. They always use that. And they somehow randomness struck and they got something correct because it does have a tangy acidity and it's a volatile lift. Volatile lift is exactly the way I would describe that. You know? And I'm pretty sure if we had the paper that has all that stuff on it, and I don't want Becky to read it. She's got too much on her hands anyway. Not complaining. I know this is a high elevation, and it probably is a volcanic.
I didn't see anything about volcanic.
You didn't see
it? I read it, but I didn't see
okay.
that.
Could not. Maybe not. But normally you're going to see acidity from that type of the acidity. But perhaps it's not there. I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of volcanic activity in Spain, is there?
It was mainly discussing about how it's near a river.
Isn't it always near a river, really?
Yeah, but then the other only interesting part, or not, weird part, by way of fauna, you might come across ducks, European storks and gray herons in the wetlands, partridges, foxes, and rabbits, not to mention wild boar, spore. Spore.
Well, you could, I mean, yeah, that's Arkansas, too.
I didn't see anything about volcanoes.
I like this, actually. I honestly, truly do. I know. I don't care if you guys do. I mean, Scott, you like dry sherry. What the hell?
Limestone-rich clay soil.
Okay, well, there's acidity from that, so that's fine. Normally, I would say that it's so volatile, but I guess, you know, with the age and whatnot, it's coming across to me that way. But
it's better with food.
Much better, isn't it? It's a really good food wine. I mean, I think it's really good with food. You don't, do you?
I said it's much better with food. Okay. I just said that.
I think it's delicious with the, because that Gouda, the creaminess of the Gouda really does offset it. Really does nicely. And that's fine. And this is the thing. What is this wine good for? I'm not going to pour it in the sink. I like it. I'm going to drink it. Maybe by myself. That's okay. I like to drink by myself. It's healthy. I've read that psychologically and physically, the thing to do. I never saw that anywhere. But.
Well, you saw it on your text that you send to yourself, so that you can say that you read it somewhere.
Well, that's yes. That's fair enough.
I think, you know, it's good that you have those kind of deep conversations with yourself.
Anybody out there in the show, one of the listeners, you want to drink this with me, let me know. I'm so not going to meet you and drink it with you. But still, yeah, you can still reach out to me. I'm still not going to do that. I'll probably be creeped out, actually, but don't do that.
Trust me, folks, he needs reached out to.
But maybe you're cool. And you're probably not. But if you think you're cool, that's good enough. Your cousin. I'll drink it with your cousin.
Yeah.
Comes into town.
Yeah.
You can go to Probst and drink Velvet Devil. And Kevin and I will drink some of this. I'm sure he'll like it. And he can bring some Penley Estates, the stuff we can't buy, because he can buy it in Chicago.
Penley Estates?
It's Penley with a P.
Hmm.
Hmm? It's with a P. Mm. Penley. Yeah. I wonder how that will be. I mean, did you order that? Why not?
I haven't.
Why not?
I'm.
Is it in your cart at least?
Derelict in my duties.
Is it like 30% there? You've 30%
there.
I mean, I've bought it to put it in there because I think it's going to be special. But I agree with him because your brother, or your cousin, not your brother. He said the $30 one is better than the $24 one, which makes some sense.
Yeah.
Well, I got a 93 from the Spectator. What vineyard is that? I don't know. Penley has really been rocking out some Cabernets, the last few vintages. I mean, really rocking them out. Ageable, I don't know. They're kind of going under the radar there. One hell of a place. Beats crap out of Penfolds. I mean, Penfolds are really good too, but you just pay for those sons of bitches.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And now they did a foray into Napa too, right?
Yep. Yeah. I was just going to comment that they're here. Yeah. They're here.
And we don't want them.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Not.
Because we don't. We've got enough.
You know you want them.
I don't.
You love Penfolds.
If I wanted it, I would have. I'll drink Club all day long. That's all they're good for to me. I know the 389, the Bin 28. It had been there for a long time for $30. Never bought it, even though it got high reviews. Never bought it because I don't really need Shiraz in my life. I buy it sparingly. Not that I don't buy Shiraz occasionally. But I'll buy Shiraz from somebody I've never bought Shiraz from. And I'll buy, well, no, I did buy Penfolds, but the Saint Honoré. I will, in certain vintages, if it's a good deal, buy a bottle of Saint Honoré. Because we know we love that wine. But they're not going to make a lot of money off me buying one bottle every couple years of theirs.
Why are you so averse to them making money off you?
I'm just saying that.
Let them live, man.
They won't. I'm not going to buy their Canunga Hills. I'm not going to buy their Canunga Hills.
Yeah,
it tastes like ass. We've had it.
It was bad.
Yeah, it's fucking bad.
It was bad.
It's like, Jesus, guys. If that's all you got, you just came in and said, hey, mate.
It took Austi rusticness to a new level.
Yes, it did. Yes, apparently in the Outback, there's lots of tin. And that's what they aged it in. It's like, hey, mate. That's a tin barrel. Yes, mate, it is. I can't do an Australian accent, but tin barrels, man. It's like, oof.
Canunga Hill. It's like being kicked in the face by a kangaroo.
I'd rather.
A wall of
it. I'll take the risk on getting kicked in the, you know, face by
them. They're quite ferocious.
I know. I saw that there was a YouTube video of a guy where a kangaroo was trying to steal his dog. It looked like it was real. And the kangaroo was holding the dog. I don't know. And the guy goes up and punches the kangaroo in the face.
Yeah.
You watch a lot of trash.
Looked like it was real.
Maybe it wasn't.
Rob Black's video. The kangaroo seemed to be
very surprised.
That's exactly right, Scott.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're going to take a break. And then be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, on tonight's potpourri, we're going to go around the room. And I want everybody to tell me, from their own personal knowledge, which is wide and deep.
You're making... This is worse deep than the last
wide. Take. That's right.
Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Speaking of deep and wide.
What is the best value you have
experienced in wine drinking? Best value.
You're saying a deep and wide experience? What are you saying there, James?
Where somebody asked me what? This is Tim. Go ahead. The triple B will now answer. Best value.
I honestly don't know the last bottle of wine I bought. I think,
well, you don't necessarily have to buy it.
You bought Kim Crawford.
Just to see it.
Yeah, just, Kim, you know, you well, a value or a budget, the it, best value.
Also one that you liked probably. Because like that Bordeaux you bought for me is a good value, but it's not really your bag.
It's not my fave.
No.
I forgot I did buy, how many bottles? One time I bought like
I think I bought four. There's 10 in there, I think.
But then the last time I went in, I bought 6.
Yes. I think there's 10 right. total.
I was like 600 weeks pregnant buying.
Man, it's questionable. For you. It's questionable.
Well,
a little shady.
But where you shop, they don't judge you.
No, they were so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I do. So when you go to Trader Joe's and you're in there, they're so friendly. And like, when I bought that Bordeaux, both times people chatted me up about it, like, have you had this? It's so good. Or people go nuts about it. Anyway, so I bought that. But then before then, I don't know what I bought. I feel like it was J. Lore Hilltop for the blind taste testing.
What was that little Bordeaux from Trader Joe's?
I don't recall what the name is. It's some blah, 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 Chateau, blah, 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 blah. Who the fuck cares? Nobody knows.
Well, it'd be... You know, nice for our listeners.
Well, we'll tell you sometime. I'm sure we'll have it on the show at some point. Chateau, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
It has like a cream label with...
Chateau, char-far-far-far.
You know...
There's a C in there somewhere.
What about you, Scott?
It's hard to choose
is
between
it?
The Apaltagua and the Hecula.
No, the Hecula, I've heard about that, yeah.
You know,
the Hecula wasn't that expensive to begin with. It always was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The value.
Yeah, that's true. It's, yeah. It's
the value of the wine for the quality. That's just. Those are tough to beat, you know.
Apaltagua.
I would say the Hecula, though. I mean, Apaltagua was one thing, but Hecula, you guys were so pumped about that.
Mm-hmm.
How many trips did you make to Home Goods?
Oh.
Or Home Buys or whatever it's called?
They still have it, I think. I don't know, you don't want it, but they've got it still. I mean,
talk about
dust in the bottle. And that one, Hecula had this little thing where it was a little bit of a roulette kind of thing because they do have skunk. They do have.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There's more than one or two that are corked.
I can say a bottle that I bought, I've never had corked.
I have.
But, yeah, those two. But then on the higher end, what's a good value for that?
Well, the ZD Cabernet that I bought that one time in 1999, that was a hell of a value. One bottle I bought. Jesus. There's that. Bought for a Corona Cabernet one time at 24. You know, back when we liked Hilltop, we would get it at that restaurant that went out of business, strangely enough.
Chef T's.
Yeah, Chef T's. And it was like 24 their price.
Their price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with cheesy fries with brisket. It's delicious.
The other place where I feel like we have found the most, like, restaurant where you find the best wine about you, Scally's.
Oh, by far.
Scally's, yeah.
He does
yeah.
a hell of a job.
Well, he finds things that are interesting you never heard of before. Mm-hmm. That little, that Bordeaux that you had, that was live. That was nice. It was a little expensive, but it was nice.
He had a nice Italian rosé that was so dry.
No,
it was
no,
nice.
He didn't have that.
Yes, he did.
False. Italian. It was rosé. False.
Don't listen. You love rosé.
One of their specials this weekend. mm-hmm. was a pork chop, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Brandy and sage.
Brandy and sage reduction. You know, she's a fine girl.
Brandy Sage.
I haven't shown you my video of me cooking with Brandy on the grill, have I?
I noticed your eyebrows were singed.
Well, I was very... I never intended... It splashed. Folks, I had the cast iron. I had mushrooms on the grill in a cast iron. And so I was like, well, I'll deglaze the pan with some brandy. And it was a 10-year. And Scott goes, well, are you using the 10-year? I don't drink brandy anyway. What the heck is the difference? And it's still like $8. You know, Hank brought that to us. Brandy's cheap. I mean, it's cheap. So 10-year brandy is not 10-year Tommy. It's like, oh, wow, that's $7.50. Okay.
KVW 10 years, quite nice.
Okay, whatever. But anyway.
And it's more than $10.
So 11. It sloshes out a little bit and it catches fire beautifully. And then it takes a few good puffs of mine to blow it out. How do they do that in the restaurant? They just don't do that to begin with. Because they let it on fire inside. That was outside.
Did you shriek? Did he shriek?
No,
did
Brandy, that? I laughed. I was like, I'll show you the video.
Is brandy, what do they use on Bananas Foster? Is that brandy?
Yeah, it's brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cognac. It can be cognac.
Of course, yeah.
But yeah, they do light that up.
Yeah. Au flambé. Mm-hmm. And those mushrooms were delicious. Yeah. I thought.
A little bit off of the wine topic. But we've been drinking a cocktail lately.
Oh, yes.
What?
A cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of... Is this a summer cocktail or this is just refreshing?
Refreshing.
Both.
Light, basically zero calorie cocktail.
2 ounce tequila.
Okay.
2 ounce lime juice. Then mineral water.
The recipe that I originally heard was with Topo Chico mineral water.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we also, on our click list, got subbed out Topo Chico grapefruit. So we're going to get some grapefruit and make it that version as well with grapefruit juice. But it's called ranch water.
It basically tastes like a margarita without all the sugar.
Without the sugar.
But there's nothing in it.
It's very... very good.
You just like Tito's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just drink this because, well, tequila has a lovely flavor to it. If you like the tequila,
good tequila.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm not using bad tequila. You don't use Patron, you don't use like $10 or whatever it is, Jose Cuervo. They say you use a Blanco. And this is a Reposo. It's like $25. I forget. It's some brand I never heard of, but I tried it and it's lovely. It's a Reposo. You're supposed to use Blanco, but I like a little flavor. But the Cozumel would be excellent with it because it carries through. Basically, the flavor of the drink is the tequila. So whatever tequila you're drinking, and one thing we found is you can get the lime Topo Chico, whatever it is, and then kind of skip a lot of just the lime juice.
Yeah, but the fresh juice, particularly if you're juicing fruit. It makes the cocktail.
It's very good.
It just,
It's an easy but very very nice.
I'm more of a lemon flavor.
You could do
guy.
Lemon. You could do lemon.
Yeah, I don't think they do lemon tequila.
Why not? Anything because it's just going to offset it, and you have the bubbliness of the mineral water.
I'm so excited to try it with grapefruit. I love grapefruit.
I think
juice.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it'd be very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. So, top tip, folks. Nice summer drink.
And where we have the ice maker that makes the pellet ice, I think that makes the cocktail be really good, too.
It does.
Or a shaker.
Yeah, a shaker would be good.
You could do a shaker,
good.
Yeah. I have. Well, that might kill the... Well, you know what? You'd shake up the tequila and the lime juice and then just add the other mineral water on top of it. I have a shaker. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Wait, you didn't give us
I said the ZD. I said for our Carano. I said many things.
It doesn't count.
You're just too deaf and dumb.
That's a Paloma with the grapefruit.
Oh. Well, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the R. Lopez de Aridia Viña Tondilla. The Reserve, of course. We're going to go around the room, and we're going to get some reviews. Now, I don't know where they're going to come across. I know where I am with this wine, which is kind of irrelevant because this is an old wine. And so, reviewing it today is just where it sits today. Where does it sit as a $10 budget, whatever you want to call it? Although you can't buy it anymore. It's all gone. So. It's kind of like rubbing.
We'll sell it for $50.
Yes. I will sell it to you for $48. It's a fair deal. Triple B.
So I'm not super high on this. I feel like, honestly, if I drank two glasses of it, I would have a headache. I don't.
Is that when Scott's talking to you? Because that could cause it. We don't know what the root cause.
No.
I would say you're more on my list than Scott.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Good thing I still have the Russian music. Go ahead. I'm just saying. Comrade.
So, to me, it does taste a little bit past its prime. Wow. And it is kind of a bummer because I would love to drink this in its prime. Based off the reviews, it just seemed like there was a lot going on in the wine that maybe we've missed. And I love a Tempranillo. To me, it's missing some of the, like, large, bold Tempranillo, like, essence, really. When you have a good Tempranillo, it's like having a great cab, and that is not what this is. So I'm going to give it an 87.
It's fair. It's a fair score. That is a fair score. I think it's a fair score.
Okay. Bring on the Russian judge music.
Oh, Jesus. No, you're a stupid judge music.
No, bring on the Russian judge music.
Becky was diplomatic and reasonable in her score. I don't agree with it.
I don't need
to. It's okay.
She's trying to assuage your ego.
Are you saying she doesn't have integrity? I don't have ego. I didn't make this.
This is one of the This is one of the first times that you have been protective over a wine you've brought.
But maybe an apologist.
But I like it.
Is he being the Aradia?
We forgot apologist? To do scores of integrity, but I normally don't. Yeah. Well, I don't normally have to give a buffer for you with a wine you've brought, but I feel like on this one you need a 5-point buffer.
I like it.
So I am of the same opinion of the Triple B, that this is maybe passed, but I'm saying there's a reason this was $10. I think this is not what it is. I think this is spent. There's a difference between acid and acidity and sour. And this is just barely short of sour. I think it's spent or mistreated or mishandled in some way.
They played kickball with it.
Yeah, something. I think it was a return or something like that. I don't think this is what the wine is. Yes, I know the reviews talk about the expansive lift and the acidity.
Volatile lift, Scott. They don't say expansive. They say volatile.
It's volatile, all right. Volatile's in sour.
No.
Yeah, just dumb. I'm going to be kind.
Oh, Jesus.
And give it an 86.
Oh, my God. He's acting like he's some bad dude. He gives it an 86.
But Jesus Christ. That's only because of what I think it was.
Oh, my God.
You're very emotional, Rob.
He's
very
emotional. He acted like he's going to give it an 82.
It is still easy to
drink. He gives it an 86.
It is still easy to drink. I just wish.
Well, you're not out of the ballpark.
I just wish the finish was as nice as the finish.
Well, okay, fair enough. I don't know. I think it always was some sort of carbon copy, some sort of version of what it is today. Whether or not there was something else that was hanging on there earlier, I don't know. But I think from what I'm reading on the reviews, it always had some sort of element of acidity on the finish. Mm. Some sort of. Stylistically, maybe that's not everybody's bag. I actually like this wine a lot. I like it better with food.
Do you?
I think it's great with food. Creamy food. Lots of food. Very flavorful food. Very rich food. No. No, I enjoy it. I'm giving it 89 of my points.
What?
89.
Your emotions have gotten the best of you, my friend.
I'm sorry. You know,
don't apologize.
87 to 89.
You're giving it an 87 to 89.
Yes.
Why would you? Okay.
I enjoy it. I really like this wine. Uh-huh. Don't like it for a 90.
Did you finish your second glass?
I've drank the whole damn thing. I would have drank it all by myself. I really like it, especially with food. I think it's absolutely delicious with the Gouda and the salami, the fatty meats. Oh, my good God. With pork belly, I think it would be delicious. Yeah. If you had something that's a sweeter, fatty meat with this, man, I think it would be good. Jamón would be delicious. Mm-hmm. Not machingo, though. But Gouda, a creamy cheese, is delicious. Normally, you don't have to. But I see that, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to find an occasion. What occasion do I need to have pork belly? I mean, although they haven't really had it this much this year in the grocery store. In years past, we've had pork belly up the ass. We haven't had much this year.
I never really bought it at the grocery. I'd always go to market.
Aren't you fancy? Anyway.
No, I just never bought pork belly other than Pataskla Meats and that other market. That was
with our pork chops, the Duroc pork chops they're having right now at Kroger. That would be pretty good with that. Especially if it was very, very, you know, just let the fat shine. They could be delicious. Mm-hmm. So I think this wine is great with food. By itself, it's fine. You just need something else with it to kind of offset that. I enjoy it. I really do. Not everybody. This is not for everybody. This is for me and some weirdos. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I think your 86 and your 87 are fine. It's okay. Perfectly reasonable if it ain't your bag. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with those scores.
It's
see how I accept you, and I just like it. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't like it. But I'm excited to drink the other ones. I'm going to let them sit for a little bit longer, not to age, to settle, because they just came yesterday. So there might be a little bottle shock on this one. That's what I'm holding.
Rebecca, can we convene and have an intervention for him? I think he's giving this a score based on the fact he's got 5 more bottles to drink.
I'm looking forward to those 5 bottles because I can think of a lot of ways to enjoy those bottles.
Okay.
And they enjoy, and it involves drinking them, not using them as
You're
skeet
very
shoot.
Emotional.
No, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. Do I wish that this wine was better? Yes. Can I live with the way it is? Yes, I can. That's what you get. When you're buying something at that big of a discount that's old, always. You run a risk because you don't know how it's been stored. You don't know where it's been stored. You don't know the circumstances in which you're getting this great deal.
So it is really a good idea to do what we've done. That's to, if you're going to take a shot, buy several, but drink one right away so you know what you got.
It does help. And also, folks, if it's regularly 100, but you're buying it at 40, no. This was one of those deals where there was no, I mean, it's 10
It was
bucks.
Only 10, so it wasn't 40.
Yeah, you don't really have, I bought 6 of them, but that's okay. Because if they were great, you're really in it. And I think I'm personally going to enjoy these. I'm going to space them out. And I think Becky, with food, will enjoy them too.
Well, and it could be that this is the one that has the sour acidity.
It could be.
My turn, not Rob doesn't like that, but volatile. The other one, but the other possibility is the others could be even more acidic than this.
Yeah, but if I leave them for a 2-hour decant, maybe that'll help too.
With the acidity,
I know. I'll put a copper. I'll put a penny in there.
Yeah, put a penny in there.
It's a wishing well.
Wishing well.
Don't be acidic. I'll pour some milk in there. That's what it
is. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, you put a base in there. It's chemistry. Yes.
How to make a bad wine good. Put a penny in it.
Just Joyce.
What are the other things that are out there?
I don't know.
For saving wine.
I don't know. I don't know. I enjoy it, though. I enjoy it. Good job. And you know what? I think when you see the Spectator, they gave an 88 back in the day, probably closer to where it's at. Parker might have tasted something different. But it probably always was in that. It was probably an off vintage for them because the Spectator normally gives stuff 92s, 93s, 94s from them. And they gave this one an 88. So I think if all you watch is the Spectator, you're not buying the 2005 because you got an 88 from the Spectator. Yeah. And so, you know that. They're not going to put that out there, but they know that. And so it probably was an off vintage and the Spectator's probably right. But still, I like it. And I'm glad I bought it. I wish it was better, but amen. Such is life.
The truth is slipping. He's slipping the truth in there, folks. Every once in a while.
$87.89.
I wish it was better.
Value priced Hall of Fame.
No.
It's value priced Hall of Fame.
No way.
That's a stupid thing to say.
It's not. It goes over right there on those. The bottles that just kind of look nice that have no real distinction. It is going to be here for decorative purposes. There's no other reason. So there's that.
It's going over by the Trump wine.
That's over there. That's beside the cat wine, but the cat wine is standing in front of the Trump wine. We have quite the collection of bottles that we drank a long time ago, folks.
That need to be.
No, they're here for display purposes.
Trump wine needs to stay.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that...
of how dumb America has been.
Yeah, but it's a reminder that even bad people can do good things.
That's Eric Trump. That's Eric Trump, not Donald.
No.
Because Donald didn't drink. And I love pizza.
Yeah, he did give it to one of his sons.
Yeah, Eric. Eric.
Yeah, I don't think it's DT.
That's the Fredo of the family. Yes. I deserve respect. I'm smart, not dumb like everybody says. I'm smart. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu. But we will, in fact, see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.